You know, Tipperary in their day, you know, they were one of those teams that could mix it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hell's Kitchen and all that. I mean, they were the team to be feared. Dominic referenced earlier that in the earlier years, Tip had the dominancy over Kilkenny, which was the case, particularly with the full back line, half back line that Tip had. But in latter years, since Cody, it's been Kilkenny, and Tip's style has changed somewhat because of maybe the modern game and that, you know. I don't think that Tip are soft, but maybe Kilkenny have a bit more steel to them normally.
Has this Kilkenny team as much steel to them as, say, the team of the not too distant past, the Tommy Walshes and those boys?
We don't know, to be honest, but they certainly stood up against Limerick, and any team that Cody produces isn't short of steel.
Overall, looking at the game, is there a contrasting style, or is there much of a muchness nowadays? Do they all play sweepers and they all kind of pack defences?
Pack defences is the norm with a lot of teams. Kilkenny do it, Tip do it. Kilkenny changed the style a little bit maybe in the last year or two. They now have short puckouts, but they mix it also with the long ones. You know, they still go by the mantra that you win your own ball. So if they hit a long ball 80, 90 yards out, they expect their forward to win. Tip like to play through the lines a bit more. When you've got the standard of players on the pitch that we will have on Sunday, they take the game on themselves, you know, irrespective of what goes on the sideline. Those players are so good, so intelligent, so fast, so quick. They just have something done in a fraction of a second. All depends who's available, running off and all the rest.
And Kilkenny, what kind of game do you expect them to play, Dominic?
I would expect them to do a man-to-man game. I doubt very much to be dragged all over the place. I'd expect that Tip, certainly in the first 5 or 10 minutes, will switch men right, left and centre. But I'd expect that the Kilkenny lads will follow their men, but not out the pitch. I don't think they'll follow them beyond their own half-back lane. Now, you're more or less asking me to second-judge, well, bring Cody might go about this, and I wouldn't dare do that, but that would be my initial thoughts on it. Again, once the game settles, it'll be strictly man for man.
Tell me, there was a lot of talk and a lot of chat last year during the hurling championship, and at the end of it, that it was a fantastic hurling championship. There doesn't seem to be the same chat this year.
That's hardly unusual. Last year was exceptional. Game after game was magnificent. There hasn't been as many this year. There might be more again next year, and the question will be phrased differently. It's just the way it is. You're not going to get game after game being up there with the greatest games of all time. Just last year was particularly exceptional.
Would it be too much to expect a classic on Sunday?
Don't think so at all. I think it will be. I think it'll be epic. It'll be tough, and it'll be honest.
Who's going to win it?
I can't see anything other than Kilkenny. But there again, I'm biased, and I'm as biased a Kilkenny man as you get. So no matter who they're playing, they're going to shout for Kilkenny.
And PJ, the same question to you. First of all, are you expecting a classic? We've had one before between them in the not-too-distant past.
I definitely would agree with Dominic in that this will be a top-notch game to watch. This is a game not to be missed, because both teams are coming in slightly under the radar, and both teams love playing each other, while there's a hatred, you know, on
converted commas.
Yeah, like not in a bad sense, but they love beating each other. And they admire each other as well. But you've two teams that have come to the top of the pile against all the odds maybe this year.
Weren't expected finalists.
They weren't expected. Certainly weren't on my radar, no. I think Kilkenny have had an upward trend all year. From a slow start, they've got better and better and better. Tip were flying at the start. They wobbled a little bit, and then the Wexford game brought them back again. But there's a bit of the unknown quantity here. The Sheedy-Cody factor is... It's the key for me, in the sense that they will get the best out of their players. That is a fact. You know, whatever the magic they both have, they will get the very best out of them. And you've got some players on display on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Tip going to win it?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, not by an awful lot, but I don't see why they couldn't win it. So from that virtue, yes.